Welcome to Bird Rhythms, brought to you by the Kachemak Bay Birders.
I'm Landon Bunting.
And I'm Nolan Bunting.
And we're the youth birding group with the Kachemak Bay Birders. Our group is called the Fledglings, the name for young birds.
And since we are learning to investigate birds, we call ourselves the FBI, the Fledgling Bird Investigators.
The bird of the month for May is the Wilson Snipe. This is the sound that you typically hear. When did you first see a Wilson Snipe, Nolan?
I saw my first Wilson Snipe fly out of a ditch on the intersection of Diamond Ridge and West Hill. Wilson Snipes like wet, marshy habitats, and although they are shorebirds, they spend more time in wet, marshy areas like drained ditches and meadows that have water than down on the beach. How about you, Landon? When did you see your first Wilson Snipe?
Well, I actually heard it before I saw it. Their wings make this sound. The winnowing sound comes from the outermost tail feathers. It starts when the bird is traveling about 25 miles an hour. If you hear that sound, look up. Their flight is fast and they fly in a zigzag pattern. I remember we were playing in our yard late one summer night. They seem to arrive just about the time that school is getting out. The sunlight lasts longer and we don't have to go to bed on time anymore.
That's right, the Wilson Snipe arrives in Homer area at the end of April and the beginning of May. They are mainly migratory birds that winter as far away as Venezuela. But there are a few who winter over. They could fly over 60 miles an hour. That's as fast as you can legally drive on the highway in most states.
It is hard to see a Wilson Snipe because they camouflage so well. I saw one on a fence post out East End. They blend into the grasses and are dark brown with bold cream-colored stripes on their neck and head. They have a long beak that sucks up food like a straw. They also have eyes that are set back on their head so they can see predators. They make their nests on the ground, and if you flush them out, they will explode into zigzag flight.
Sounds like you've been snipe hunting. If you're out East End Road, that used to be a prank people played on each other.
Well, people hunted Wilson Snipe for many years because it is so challenging. Actually, the word sniper comes from those challenging hunts.
Speaking of hunting or spotting, the youth birding group not only joins the Kachemak Bay Birders on their monthly birding trips, but they also make their own adventures. We find birds, create our life lists of all the species we see.
We go to what are called birding hotspots, places that encouraged us to become birders. In Homer, you can find some amazing birds along the Reber Trail, walking down from Karen Hornaday Park and up to West Hill. You can see warblers, chickadees, nuthatch, and so much more.
I also like to see shorebirds, cranes, ducks, and merlins on Beluga Slough Trail. And you count on seeing woodpeckers and hearing owls on trails at Wind Nature Center.
A great hot spot is just by the hospital. It was a great place to begin birding, and we saw our first nesting merlins there. And we saw a rustic bunting on Hohe Street.
That was our first bunting, a type of bird found around the world. This is Nolan Bunting.
And I'm Landon Bunting, encouraging you to share your binoculars with young members of the community wherever you are. Who knows, you might encourage the next generation to explore not only the Wilson Snipe, but also the amazing birds around the world, your community, and in your own backyard.
Bird Rhythms is brought to you by the Kachemak Bay Birders. We have meetings and birding trips once a month, plus many more activities for our 2018 Year of the Bird. Check out the upcoming events and complete information about our Bird of the Month on our website, KachemakBayBirders.org. All events are free and open to the public. This is Gary Lyon for Kachemak Bay Birders. And remember, every day is a great day to bird.